Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. In every day, there are 1,440 minutes. That means we have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact. I'm starting off the day here with Wazoo, Bill Hetson's band, and this is Bad Boys.
You're only people that
night with their quadruplets after the Texas ice storm that kept them apart. And there's always something good that comes out of all bad. Conservatives are next. Conservatives. All right, we're going to start over again. I pushed the wrong button.
My mind is all like that. And all my friends are through. And my sweet tea to all the drugs. So once I buy some weed, I touch. I'm all laid up, buy some more. I drop it all upon the floor. There's nothing, that's my name, but I need more to keep me safe. Confusion really wrecks me, I think I'll go get drunk instead. Last night at the corner bar, some might be so worth my car. Nothing left for me to do but try and get a ride home with you. Now that I am finally home, my headache makes me want to go. Tied to make it to my bed, sit there till my next bed. Woke up bleeding on the floor, turns the day I'll be no more.
He gets off a playing ball. He doesn't ever use it.
Beaver's life is not fun. Mom and Dad just love their son. Happiness is all around. Beaver folks are never down. Every Sunday they go ride. It's so fun to be alive. Beaver is a lucky man. Beaver's got a good plan. I don't be no Gilligan. I want to be Deep Sleeper. I don't be just anyone. I want to be Deep Sleeper. I don't be no Gilligan. I want to be Deep Sleeper. I don't be just anyone. I want to be Deep Sleeper.
I want to be a Beaver Cleaver. Well, for those of us who are baby boomers, we grew up with the show, TV show Leave It to Beaver. And, you know, it's about the typical family in the United States after World War II, raising children and, it's just playing their reruns every morning now on TV. It's funny to see how positively different things were way back when. Okay, so I've got the Walking Toxins with a fascist state minute.
Don't run it, don't laugh it. No snake and no living. Living in the poor. Look at all the people sleeping on the floor. Look at all the people lost their jobs. Look at all the people. We have to fucking run. Not so fucking great. Living in a better state. Can't afford you, make me so irate. Living in a better state. The world is going you. Not so fucking great. Living in a better state, the touch upon you, feeling so innate. Dying in a silent state that will destroy your town. Look at all the people, riot in the night. Look at all the people, fighting for their rights. Look at all the people. Sleeping with a gun, just look at the people.
In mind, here we go with the Spam 69 all the way from.
Watch you walking me, watch you walking me, watch you walking me, watch you die. Watch you walking me, watch you walking me, watch you walking me, watch you die.
Wonderful. you know, we can sing about the changes we want to see in our world, and you know, we have the freedom to sing it out. Here we go, sick of it all.
I'm so sick of it! I'm so sick of it! I'm so sick of it! I'm so sick of it!
Give a shout out to our friends in Sweden and Daniel Canbeck, drummer for the Fornicators. And let me see, I've got a Fornicator song here somewhere. I'm still looking.
Party or go home!
Oh, goodness. Party or go home. There you go. Okay, so I'm still looking. Here we go. I love to hate you.
I like to read them.
empty, I return them to the sender. No to touch will read. I love to hate you, I love to hate you. And the letters that you sent for me didn't come with any satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender. The no to touch will read. I love to hate you, I love to hate you.
That was a fun song. Okay, peer pressure. Scared Straight. There we go. Positive coming right at you, right here, right now.
Yeah!
moments that you can touch someone's life in a positive way, I think, are far better.
Leopards up next.
I dropped something and my computer's completely blank. Okay, where are we at? So I was reading an article about Copenhagen's floating gardens when I hit the wrong button and knocked everything out. We were having so much fun, too. So anyway, they're building these man-made floating gardens in Copenhagen's harbor and in Denmark, and I find it really fascinating that people are going there to get out of the hustle and bustle of the big city and enjoy the harbor and these floating islands. They're just amazing. And, well, let's see. Oh, I got my computer back up here, and I'm still logged in, so let's do some more partying.
Party or go home!
Okay, that was Mel. That was, Merrill, good old friend of mine. All right, here's some Party Animal for you.
We're gonna have a party.
Animals!
Gonna get rowdy tonight.
Animals!
Girlfriends and hongs will wanna bring you along. I'm a pirate tonight.
Animals!
Going out with the boys. Don't need no drugs to slow us down. No time to waste. I'm gonna give you some sauce tonight. We're gonna have a party.
Animals!
Gonna get rowdy tonight.
Party Animal by Ill Repute. All right, what else do we got on the board here? Ooh, how about Dehumanizers?
I want some Nookie.
I want some Nookie. I want.
Denmark. My grandmother was born there and came to America in 1905. Her father, my great-grandfather, Christian Jorgensen, came here in 1900 and homesteaded a farm and went back and brought the children here. And I'm looking at this, the Scandinavian countries are copying their bays, the Copenhagen harbors, floating islands. And I find this really cool because these are a series of floating islands crafted using traditional building materials and are being planned as the country's first parka Pelago, I don't know what that means, but complete with discrete features that will allow a residence to enjoy the islands through kayaking, picnicking, swimming. Danish design company, I can't pronounce it, Folkstrot, describes them as a celebration of traditional Danish harbor life and a way to strengthen the marine harbor ecosystem. Each island is built from thin strips of wood and steel and recycled boat material, and the first one is 515 square feet, featuring a single mature linden tree for shade. So that sounds very interesting. I would love to go to Denmark and someday and check it out. See my homeland where my ancestors came from just not that long ago. Okay, so let me see. What do we have here? How about Manifest Destiny? Last laugh. Gone so far. They toured the UK. Jayhawk took his wife and his daughter, raised the money to do it all by hard work. And, you know, they've come so far, and it was just sheer determination on Jay's part. And, you know, the more you praise and celebrate life, the more things come your way, and a truly happy person is one who enjoy the scenery while on a detour. So here we go with the Infirmities, Final Conviction.
From the side that you still want it for your mind.
All right, positive anything is better than negative nothing. Hope you have a good day, and don't you forget to go out and party or go home, or in this COVID, party while at home. But whatever you do, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy someone in your life. And take care.